What's up, guys? Anthony Sarwa with the TNA Minute. Before we get started, I just want to say congratulations to Tommy on his wedding. And, you know, I hope everything is fantastic, as I'm sure it is. And we're going to jump right into it because this past couple of weeks that we've been off, it's been a crazy couple of weeks in TNA. And it's because they've had the big storyline going on, which may or may not be that big to people who are actually watching it. But the storyline is finding out who they are and who is coming to 10-10-10. And we'll just start from that point and move forward. First of all, I want to say that I was absolutely wrong that Kurt Angle was going to win the title. I really, really thought he did up until the point where they didn't reveal who was the person after the Lethal Lockdown match or reveal who they were after the Lethal Lockdown match. So I knew something was going to happen with the title match. When Bischoff came out and then Hogan's music came on, I thought this was the worst part of the whole thing. And I thought it was the worst part of the whole thing because it was pretty obvious that they were going to be working together. That's pretty simple. But Eric Bischoff played it off like it was a big deal that Hulk Hogan was coming out. He was scared and yada, 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 even after protecting him overall. So then Hogan gets into the ring and they, you know, hug or whatever they did, crack somebody in the head with something, and Jeff Hardy got the pin. And the thing is, with this type of an angle, it really bothers me because it's not really realistic at all. If you're playing all these people and you're coming out to do the big payoff right then, why do you have to do an extra 30 seconds of, oh my God, it's Hulk Hogan, I'm so scared right now. Like, oh, like, really? Like, it's just stupid. It doesn't make sense. They do that kind of stuff all the time, and it just drives me crazy. So they form this new group, and it's the three of them, Jeff Jarrett, because he left Samoa Joe in the match, and Abyss. So they come out on the next and they're on talking for a while. I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of, like, 17 to 18 minutes that they were on television just talking, which is a little crazy. So they're talking about everything, and they bring out Fortune. So now they have this huge group of about 10 guys. It's all like the major heels in the company right now. And the problem that I see with this is now they're obviously making like the new NWO. They call themselves Immortal or Hogan's Immortals or whatever they call themselves. It doesn't really matter. But what does matter is the heels that aren't in this group are going to quickly fade away, I believe. The only time they're going to be on TV now is, I think, to get wins or to get losses over the faces that they need to push, like Desmond Wolfe, Brutus Magnus, whoever else. I don't think they should really do that. I don't think they should go down that route. I just feel like that's going to happen. Or what would work, I think, better is if they actually had a plan with this whole NWO angle is to have all the heels join and, you know, have it be just one big war and have somebody come out on top instead of have it just drag on. I don't necessarily think that that's what they're doing. And the reason why I don't think that's what they're doing is because they're blatantly saying it over and over again. You're going to ruin this company. You're doing the same thing that you did that ruined the company. So it's obvious that they know they did something wrong. So I can't really see them going down the route where they're going to just dominate forever. I really think they're going to, this time, get beaten. Now, there's different ways we can go about that, and we will discuss that. But first, let's look at the rest of this group, because we have Jeff Hardy, who becomes the leader. And he says he doesn't care about the fans anymore, which is just nonsensical, and they should kind of just let it go and not, he shouldn't dwell on this. He should just kind of be evil from here. Emo Jeff Hardy or whatever he's going to be. The Twist of Hate, which they called the move, which was pretty sick. I like that. Jeff Hardy will basically be the leader of this group, which is, I think, a good thing because Jeff Hardy hasn't been really a heel anywhere before, and it's something different for him to do. The problem was, at the end of pay-per-view, everyone started throwing stuff in the ring. And to me, they were just trying to recapture that WCW thing. So it was almost so fake. Like, it was definitely people who were paid or told to throw stuff in the ring. Like, yeah, I would almost put my money on that, just to recapture something for those guys. But Jeff Hardy, you know, he's not really a booed wrestler, and he wasn't. He was still over when he was in the ring in a positive way. And at the end of the broadcast, where he did that sick, the twist of hate, I guess they're going to call it, onto the chair and cracked Anderson's arm, it was awesome. It was a sick move. The thing was, he just doesn't have a good reason for becoming a heel. So he just has to kind of like let that go and just do the bad things from here on out. I think that wouldn't be a problem at all. So we said that, like, if they have all these heels, what are they going to do in order to, like, stop them? Like, there's no way that the heels can just keep winning, because that's going to destroy TNA just like it destroyed WCW. So it looks like right now that they have, like, this army that they kind of have building, and it would be basically Kurt Angle, eventually, Samoa Joe, RVD, and Pope. Pope, obviously, was part of the group that was against them before, with Nash and Sting, who left. And to go on, like, a side note, most of you probably know, if not all of you, that Kevin Nash, that was his last appearance, he's not going to be on TNA anymore. Or he's going to retire in general, so he says. And he'll definitely be somewhere eventually, to guarantee. Nobody stays away forever. But they gave him, like, kind of like a bad send-off, I thought. Like, if he's really going to leave, as much as I don't really like Kevin Nash, he still did a lot for the business. He was still very popular. And he's still, I wouldn't say what. He's still very popular, and he did a lot while he was in the major companies. So because of that, I think they should have gave him, like, a bigger send-off. He said that he became a better person through this whole thing, which, I don't know, that might have been redeeming to him. But I just think he deserved a little bit more than that. Now, RVD is against Abyss, so that worked, and Joe is against Jeff Jarrett. Okay, so those three guys are definitely going to come together at some point. Now, Kurt Angle would probably have been with this group, too, and he probably eventually will be. The only thing I see is that he's going to be out for a while now, and then Joe's going to fight Jarrett. Jarrett's going to beat Joe somehow, and then Kurt Angle's going to come back. That's what I see happening. But the part with Kurt Angle that on Impact was my favorite part of the show. It was my favorite part of the show just because there's certain points when you watch wrestling when you see something that's real. And during his promo, and if you didn't see it, you got to check it out because it's awesome. He's talking about the match that he had at Bound for Glory. And he's saying, you know, I was hurt, I was injured, this, that, the other thing. And he says he re-injured his neck. And you hear somebody in the crowd go, "Walk it off!" And if you look at his face, he is infuriated with what he just said. I mean, it is ridiculous. Like, he would rip that guy in half if that guy was close enough to him, I think. But then Jarrett comes out and says, you know, this whole thing to get you to retire was my idea. It was what I wanted you to do. Regardless of how I was going to do it, I was going to make you retire. And then Jeff Jarrett, and then, I mean, Kurt Angle says to him that, you know, he's holding everybody back. And then, you know, they get into an argument, this, that, the other thing. And Kurt Angle goes after him when they start. He goes in with the, you know, Jeff Jarrett was saying the wife stuff, which was pretty cool. You know, that realism stuff, that's like the cool stuff about wrestling. Like, that's the stuff that people wait for, regardless if it's scripted or not. Like, that's really, like, the interesting stuff to a lot of wrestling fans, and, like, hardcore wrestling fans especially. So he says all that stuff, and Kurt Angle's after him, and Jeff Jarrett, like, re-injures his neck again. He throws Kurt Angle's head against this wall. And it really looked like a sick spot, and it's obviously going to take out Kurt Angle. So I see him eventually coming back, and then there being, like, the four of them. And this doesn't even look so much like the NWO to me, as it kind of looks like the corporation against the Union, if you remember the Union with, like, Mick Foley and Shamrock and Test and Big Show. That's kind of what this reminds me of, because this Immortal thing is already two factions put together, which would be, like, Ministry and the Corporation. So it's kind of like the same thing. Like, I see a lot of parallels with these two things. The other thing that I think would make this angle better, and I know it's not going to happen, but I think it would make the angle better, is now that Hogan and Bischoff are going to be the bosses, you know, I'm guessing Jeff Hardy's the leader of the group, or he's just going to be like the head wrestler of the group. Regardless, Hogan's going to be somewhat of the leader. I think him and Bischoff shouldn't really be on the show that much. And I think that they should kind of just, you know, they should have, like, almost like a spokesperson. Like, Jeff Hardy should almost speak for them. Kind of like, you know, how there's, like, the special guest GM. You don't really see them. And I think that would make it better, because then the faces wouldn't be able to get to them. And then when they finally got to the show, it would, like, build up anticipation to, like, get Eric Bischoff eventually. Because, you know, no one's ever going to beat up Hogan as long as Hogan has a say. So the last thing that I think would work with this whole angle and the groups fighting each other is now you could have Matt Hardy work as a face and go against Jeff Hardy as, like, the older brother being like, listen, man, you're going down the wrong path. Like, you can't be doing this, that kind of angle. And that would be pretty good. And I think it would be really, really good, because people would pop for Matt Hardy big time, especially since he, like, you know, did all this stuff on the internet with WWE and, you know, how he was kind of against them, this, that, and the other thing. I think he would be like really popular when he first came into the TNA. So if that was the case, and Jeff Hardy, you know, was kind of going to go over as the bad guy, it would probably be, like, a really good, like, feud right away. So I could see them doing that with him. And that's basically it. I do honestly think that if they don't have an ending in sight for this, it's really going to be a train wreck. Like, this angle is basically TNA on a railroad, and we don't know if the tracks are finished. And if they're not finished, TNA's done. It's going to crash and burn. Like, I cannot see them restarting from here again. This is it. They have to play this angle out, and they have to end it eventually, or else it's really going to be problematic for the show. They catch so much heat, and they're starting to get better in the ratings. It is so important to them as a company that they figure out a way out of this, or not even a way out of it, just to make it move forward and have a good conclusion. That's all. And, you know, it's not really that difficult. You just have to figure out an ending point, and you got to figure out what you want to happen at the end. So moving on, the other thing I want to talk about is the fact that Shore has been on TNA for the past couple weeks. And I don't want to talk about how the angle is, because honestly, I don't really know how I feel about the angle. I think it's a little late for the angle to be on. I think this should have been done earlier, but I have my own reasons for that. I also think that it's only been on for a week, and they're playing it way too quickly. They had 1 week where they come out and introduce themselves, and you're going to want to build these people up. You don't want to just do like a one and done, because you want to tap into like people who don't really watch wrestling, who maybe just watch Jersey Shore, and they want to see something Jersey Shore related. So you let this go. And then you would build it up till something happens. But they didn't build anything up. they just had JWoww, who is from the Jersey Shore, come on and do a show, you know, do this whole deal with Cookie. And it was like a cat fight that was terribly choreographed, and it just didn't work. And I thought it was terrible because there was no build to it whatsoever. If they could have got her, and they obviously could, why not just wait a few weeks? Like, maybe even if it was just a month, just build it up. Just have her talk about them all the time. Like, she said one thing, Cookie, I mean, she said one thing the week prior. And now you're going to have this huge, I don't want to say a huge star, but it's a pretty big deal to have a pseudo-celebrity on the show. You're not WWE where it's a staple to have somebody on every single week, where it's not that big of a deal because it's done every week. You guys are having a specially doing that, and it should have been set up in a correct way, and it wasn't at all. So, I don't know. That's where I'm at right now. I'm not happy with the Shore gimmick, really, because I don't like the way they're just moving it in time reasons. The Immortal faction, I don't know. I don't see it being a good thing. It's possible, but I don't see it working. It's too big already. It's monstrous in size, and it's the NWO. I don't understand what they're trying to achieve here. Anyways, if you have any questions or comments for me, please email me at wswdvd@gmail.com. wswdvd@gmail.com. I leave your comments on the message board. Make sure you listen to the rest of the shows. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Later.